I don't want to record it. But
hey, everyone, this is Karen.
Hey, Karen.
We've been talking. We were the
That's
two
fine.
Earliest ones on the call.
That's fine. Hang on just one sec.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, it's 6 o'clock, and I just want to make an official welcome. This is Karen Everett, and so welcome to this free teleseminar explaining the New Doc Inner Circle. I know we've got a couple people on, and there'll be more coming on. We had many people register, so when you hear a little ding, don't worry about it. I'm a documentary story consultant and the owner of New Doc Editing, and my job is to help filmmakers convey their vision and structure documentaries that are as riveting and inspiring to watch as narrative films. So again, as people come on, you'll hear that bell, and I'll say that again. Just ignore it. It's just the system's way of introducing new listeners. This call is being recorded so that if you're listening to it later, everything is still relevant, unless, of course, the circle is full. But let me just spend a few minutes saying the origin of tonight's call began a few months ago. And I've been working with, in particular, I've been working with 30 filmmakers in a program called The Ultimate Guide to Structuring Your Documentary. And most of the material they're receiving are online video tutorials. And I heard from a few of them that while, you know, the material they're watching is very valuable, that they sometimes feel lonely. And I can certainly relate to that. Having made 5 documentaries, filmmaking can be a very lonely pursuit.
Sure.
They asked, you know, where can you find community beyond what they could get from the Ultimate Guide program they were in? And beyond, say, an online forum like DocuLink, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with. So I started thinking about this question, and I put out a call to my list of 2,000 filmmakers and also on DocuLink to see basically how much of a need there was for this, if other people felt this way. And I heard from many documentary filmmakers who not only wanted community, but they wanted basically a coach, someone to work closely with them in a tight-knit group setting. A lot of the feedback that I got was they wanted something that, you know, they didn't have to be in San Francisco, which is where I'm located, or in a specific area, but they could work with from any place around the globe. And so that the other big thing that people wanted was expert guidance on their film's structure. So not just advice on how to make a great documentary, but how to they wanted feedback on their particular rough cuts. So in short, they wanted both a mentor and a peer group. So that's what I'm forming with this new 6-month program called the New Doc Inner Circle. The timetable for the program is we're going to start in mid-August. In fact, the first coaching call is August 17th. If you're on vacation, then don't worry about it. I understand not everybody's going to be able to make every call. But the program will run 6 months. Excuse me, 6 months until January 2011, and I'm hoping to have the circle filled and finalized by next week, so we can begin some preliminary kind of getting ready work. Now, before I go on, I want to mention 2 things. For those of you who just came on, if you're hearing a ding, that's callers coming in late, and that'll probably be happening for the next couple minutes, so just ignore it. That's just the system's telling us that people are coming on. But I wanted to give you guys, for those of you who are sitting in front of computers, I want to give you the URL where you can find out more information about the New Doc Inner Circle. And as you're listening to the call, if you want to register for this program, you can go ahead and do that. I'm only going to take 5 filmmakers, and the reason for that is because I want to provide the quality experience that a tight-knit group can give. So let me give you that URL right now. It's newdocediting.com/land, L-A-N-D, like land on your butt, land, and then /inner circle. It's one word, inner circle. So again, it's docediting.com/land, L-A-N-D, /innercircle. You can register for the Inner Circle during the teleseminar, and as soon as the circle fills up, I'll cap the enrollment. Now, let me just give you a little bit about, for those of you who don't know me, my experience. I've directed and produced 5 documentaries, including a PBS biography of my mentor, Marlon Riggs, who is a controversial filmmaker himself. He left quite a legacy. He died of AIDS in 1994. And he was a wonderful mentor for me. I don't know where I'd be if it wasn't for him. I've been teaching in a graduate school at UC Berkeley for 20 years. I specialize in editing. It's the top documentary program in the country, according to Documentary Magazine. And I also teach a popular weekend seminar at the San Francisco Film Society called Structuring the Character-Driven Documentary. I've written a book called Documentary Editing. It's the only book to really address that specific aspect of documentary filmmaking. And as many of you know, a lot of films or documentary films are written in the edit room. I've edited several films, advised hundreds of filmmakers, some of whom have won awards for their films. In fact, today I spent most of the day in the offices of award-winning filmmaker Tiffany Schlein, who's working on a fantastic, exciting new film called Connected, about how we're all connected through technology and through this giant nervous system that technology is providing our planet. I feel very strongly it's going to end up at Sundance, so keep your eyes open for that. So that's just a bit about me. And over the years, I've seen a lot of filmmakers, brave, inspired filmmakers, fail partly because they never finish their film, or fail in the sense that they finish a film but it never gets seen. And I think there's really three top reasons I see filmmakers failing. First is they don't really have a clear story. There's no real story there to begin with, and so many of films getting funded these days are story-based films, or they have no clear idea of what their film is about. In fact, they hope that the filmmaking process will make clear what they're trying to say rather than the other way around, which is knowing what you want to say and then making a film about it. And the result is that they make a film that meanders, is confusing or boring. Often it's a slice of life profile rather than a riveting documentary. So lack of, basically a lack of a clear structure is one reason that only 1% of documentary films make a profit. And I would venture to say that probably 90% of those that do make a profit draw from only a couple what I call meta templates. Another reason that filmmakers fail is because they have insufficient funding or they misuse the funds they have. For example, hiring an inexperienced editor when hiring a story consultant would be a lot cheaper. As you probably know, anybody can call themselves an editor these days if they know how to run Final Cut Pro, but that doesn't mean you have the experience to make a great film. And editing is usually the highest line item in any budget. So it's a great way for filmmakers to waste money, especially if you don't know where you're going. And the reason many filmmakers don't get the grants and the sponsorships and the finishing funds they need is because their work in progress doesn't display how to tell a story. If I can just quote for a minute from Sheila Bernard Curran's wonderful book, Documentary Storytelling. She has this list of funders, and it says National Endowments for Humanities, for example, says that, quote, producers should have a well-thought-out story. The Sundance Documentary Fund seeks, quote, compelling stories. Discovery Channel requires materials. Required materials include a description of, quote, storyline and acts. PBS wants, quote, a well-crafted story. Frontline, quote, our mantra is story. And the list goes on and on. Sundance, Bravo, Sundance Channel, HBO, they're all looking for docs that tell a good story. And if your proposal and your rough cut, which are fundraising tools, don't show that you know how to tell a good story, you're not going to get the funds you need to hire a great cinematographer, a talented editor, and the other seasoned professionals you need to create a great film. And finally, a third reason why I see filmmakers failing is lack of community. Community is so important to motivate us, to hold us accountable to a structured plan of action. I mean, that's what most of us get from our day job, right? Whether we like our day job or not, we do get that community. And I see so many filmmakers start out with great gusto and vision. They've got a great idea and an even more passionate intention to change the world. But over the months and the years, they lose steam. And it's they're not getting what they need. Many of them are working in isolation, which can be, you know, very debilitating. And they're working without a plan that's going to yield results. I've been guilty of this myself in the early days of my filmmaking career. I would spend months editing a rough cut without having made an assembly cut first. And an assembly cut is a tool that you can put together in under a week, and it can save you a lot of time and money by figuring out which characters and themes do and don't belong in the film. So instead, you know, what I would do and what I see many filmmakers doing, just because they didn't have the right guidance, is overcutting the film, and then later you end up dropping a lot of scenes at the expense. You basically waste all that time crafting something you don't use. So I point out these three reasons why filmmakers fail with a lot of TLC, because I've been there. And one of my intentions in this program, basically being a coach, is to provide not only guidance and leadership, and not only give you community and accountability, but also some handholding and some tender, loving care. I was lucky enough to find a caring mentor. I also paid for an expensive graduate education in documentary filmmaking. You don't need to do that. You don't need to go to film school to make a great film. You just need the right guidance and community. So I think in that sense, this New Doc Inner Circle is a great deal. For those of you who just came on, before I go on to the benefits and details of the Inner Circle, let me just, again, give you the URL for those coming on late. I'm going to take 5 filmmakers, and I actually have 4 slots left. So it's newdocediting.com/land, LAND, / Inner Circle. And you can register now if you want. So what are the benefits of this new program? I would say there are 3 main benefits. First of all, you're going to receive instruction from a veteran filmmaker and a story consultant on how to craft an engaging film. Some of you already have that instruction, but I'm going to be giving sort of cutting-edge instruction and examples. But more importantly, you're going to be receiving community support, ongoing community support, from other filmmakers, other professionals in the circle. And it's okay if some of these people are first-time filmmakers. I'm not going to exclude first-time filmmakers, but I'm looking for a mix. And I want to design this so that you guys can not only get immediate feedback on an idea or a scene from your fellow filmmakers, and I really want to foster a sense of community and accountability and helping one another. But you've got someone else to celebrate your challenges. Hey, I just got this great grant. Or somebody to help, problem solve challenges that you face, whether they're storytelling challenges or, you know, which grants to apply for. And then third, and really this is the gist of the Inner Circle, you'll be receiving one-on-one guidance from an expert, me, that's specifically tailored to your film. So we'll talk in depth in recorded phone conversations about your film structure and style. I'll critique your material. sorry, I just had a call before this one. My voice is going a little bit. We'll collaborate together. So it's not me telling you what to do, but together we're figuring out what's working and then what's not working, so troubleshooting the problems, and then brainstorming solutions for the parts of the film that are weak. And my style is to be very detailed. Sometimes I'll be, right down to the very shot and the very edit. So it's not just as in previous courses, that we're not just focusing on the kind of macro editing issues, the big picture, but also micro editing issues. I tend to be very frank and caring, I think. I also love to be a cheerleader because you guys are brave, and I've been there. And we all need, I think we all need in this challenging field, community of independent filmmakers, we all need, I think, optimism and hope. So that's kind of my style. Now, you may be, as I'm talking, you may be thinking, well, this presupposes that I'm in post-production. I think that the course is going to be, since it's mostly, the coaching is focused on structure, a lot of that often happens in post-production, and I'm hoping to attract filmmakers who are already in post-production or who will be entering it within the next 6 months. But I'm also open to taking filmmakers who are needing help figuring out basically how to structure their film in pre-production and while they're shooting. So let me go specifically into what you're getting in this inner circle. And you can see this on the webpage as well. You'll be getting 6 hours of one-on-one private recorded telephone conversations in which we're going to analyze your cuts, troubleshoot problems, and collaborate on structure and style. You'll be getting a tight-knit community of supportive fellow filmmakers. And the way we're going to build this support is through a few avenues. I'm hoping first to just create a climate of trust where you don't need to feel like, oh, somebody else is going to rip off my idea. So people will feel really like they can be frank about, you know, the topic of their film, who they've interviewed, et cetera. And that you guys will share cuts, share advice, share moral support through the technology we have available today, phone, email, Skype, and other methods. To feel like there are other people who really care about what you've done this week and to help you reach your intermediate goals. I tend to be goal setting works well for me, and I'm happy to share what I know about that to help you kind of put the next steps in the right order. We'll also be doing 8 biweekly virtual coaching seminars in which you'll be getting professional instruction for crafting an engaging film. The contents of those 8 virtual coaching calls are in the email, so you can check that out. And in addition, I'm going to give you guys the online version of my course, Editing the Character-Driven Documentary, which can, for many of you, will provide the foundation for our discussions. You'll get generous email access. You can email me, you know, every week for the 6 months, so, you know, 24 weeks with any questions you have. I specialize in structure and style and storytelling, so questions about fundraising or distribution, if I don't know the answer, I'll point you in the right direction. I know many professionals in the field who can help you. One of the most important things you're going to be getting is feedback on 3 cuts of your film over a 6-month period. And again, if you're not in post, maybe it's, you know, you'll just get to 1 cut, but we'll use this time for detailed feedback on your whatever you want. It can be fundraising proposals, it can be shot lists. But one thing that I do with feedback, which has worked really, really well in my story consulting practice, and allows us to carefully address each cut in your film, is to use what I call the viewer POV, or point of view movie. So I'm going to explain what this is, but before I do, let me also say that after you've watched this movie I'm going to give you, we're going to do recorded private telephone consultations about it, and there'll also be written story notes. So you're getting quite a lot of feedback in many different forms, telephone conversations, written story notes, and the viewer POV movie. And what it is it's literally a QuickTime movie file in which you see your film playing along with a little video box in the lower right-hand corner of me watching and critiquing your cut scene by scene. So I'm utilizing the latest screen capture technology and my computer's built-in camera, and I'm capturing my first impressions of your film in real time. I hope that's making sense. So any viewer or story analyst, for that matter, is only going to see your cut for the first time once, right? And that first impression of your cut, it's really invaluable. So you're gonna get, you know, you'll see me laugh, or you'll see me go, wince, or maybe get bored. So I'm wearing both my, you know, viewer cap and my story consulting cap. And usually what that is really, really good at, that tool, is figuring out where the problems of the film are. And sometimes I'll be able to tell you, okay, this is here's three ways that you can fix this problem. But often the fixing of problems happens when I'm mulling your film over in my mind and writing story notes. And then I'll be sharing that with you, and we'll be talking about them and collaborating together on how to fix the problems. So let me. There's more details on the website. Let me get to the cost. The cost of the program is $3,979.79, and the retail value of what you're getting if you bought this all this separately is it's almost $7,500. So it's a better way to go than sort of getting story consulting by the hour. Before I go on, I want to just talk a little bit about some questions you might have and the guarantee. Let me just one more time give that URL. It's newdocediting.com/land, L-A-N-D, /inner circle. So I mentioned that I was working today with Tiffany Slain. She's the founder of the Webby Awards, and she's done two films. One is The Tribe, and the other is The Pursuit of Liberty and Happiness. Anyway, I'm going to read this testimonial from her. Karen Everett has a brilliant mind and made me and my team feel like we have a wonderful guide while we're in the final stages of our film. She gave us an insightful perspective that you often lose when you've been too many months in the editing room. I always love all the ways she gave feedback remotely using all the technologies available in such a smart way. It's very organized and feels like she's there in the room. I can't recommend her enough. So I just want to, you know, put that out there so that there are more testimonials on the website. You can check that out. You might be wondering, you know, how is this new program different from some of you I know on the call have taken or have purchased Editing the Character-Driven Documentary or my ebook or The Ultimate Guide to Structuring Your Documentary. And let me just address that. While some of the issues are the same, there's more added content and innovative approaches in terms of, you know, how you make a film. But the main difference is that, and this is why it's more expensive, it's about 10 times more expensive than those programs, is that you're going to be getting loads of hours of customized feedback on your film and community support and one-on-one coaching from me. The program comes with a full money-back guarantee. My intention is to serve you, and if you feel like it's not what you thought you were getting, I want to give you your money back. So I think you should be able to determine that in the first 3 months. So if within the first 90 days of the program you're not 110% satisfied, you'll get your money back. No questions asked. I'll just refund your tuition. My intention for this inner circle is to use the gifts and experiences I've been blessed with and all my knowledge from 25 years as a documentary filmmaker and story consultant to make a significant impact on the projects and the lives of 5 committed filmmakers. That's my intention. So if what I'm saying tonight resonates with you, I, you know, urge you to sign up for the course, and also send me an email telling me why you think you would benefit from working together. I don't want you to sign up if it's a financial hardship. I don't want you to sign up if you're not feeling motivated, because you'll, you know, it's not worth it to you, and you'll also be taking up a slot and letting other filmmakers down. So I'm looking for people really motivated and feel like, you know, what I'm offering really will help them. Let's see. Are there any questions? We're almost out of time, and I know many of you have commitments. So I said this call wouldn't go beyond 30 minutes. So in fairness to everybody's time schedule, we'll end the call in about 4 minutes. But are there any questions at this point?
I have a quick question.
Sure.
When are you going to have the group calls? Because you said, you know, you're going to have.
Yeah, good question. We will, as a group, decide on the best evening, and it will be, you know, it'll be early on the West Coast, so it'll probably be, you know, 5 or 6 on the West Coast, so that on the East Coast it will. And if you're international, we'll figure out something. Is that what you meant by?
Yeah, because I'm working in the evening, so I was wondering if there's, I don't know, if it would work for during like an earlier slot.
Okay, we can figure that out. Certainly, the one-on-one calls will be whenever the best time is for you.
Okay.
But that's a great question.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. Again, the URL is newdocediting.com/land/innercircle. And
will you be offering this any other time, or is this the only time you're going to be having this?
This program?
Future? Yeah.
It depends. I'm actually maybe heavily involved in a new project next year. But if not, yes, I'm happy to offer it again. So I'm sorry I can't give you an absolute answer on that.
Gotcha.
It's likely that I'll offer it again. If this time doesn't work for you, you know, there's a good chance that another time you'll be able to.
When you offer it again, is it going to be after the 6 months? Or?
It won't be during the 6 months.
Okay, gotcha.
Good question. So it will be after February 2011. Well, if you guys have any other questions, I know sometimes people are shy, feel free to email me. My email is karen@newdoc.com, and I'm happy to answer any questions you might have. All right. Well, if there aren't any more questions? Okay. Well, thank you all for joining. I really appreciate it, and I know there are some of you out there that I'm likely to be working with, and I'm really looking forward to the collaboration, and it's a lot of fun, and I thank you for being on the call, and wish you luck as you pursue this very noble path of making a documentary film that will change our world for the better. It's such an exciting venture to be involved on. So thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.